Welcome to the 2013 World Under 23 Ultimate Championship Podcast. I'm Otto Chung. For the second podcast, Barry Goldlist and I interview Mark Lloyd, a member of Canada's Championship 2010 Open Team, and currently the co-founder and general manager of Canada's first professional ultimate team, the Toronto Rush. This interview was recorded on Wednesday, January 16, 2013. So, Mark, what memories do you have of the 2010 Under-23 tournament you played in Florence?
Well, just a lot of good memories from that. It was the first ever Under-23 tournament, and so I think it was there was some skepticism around the tournament because it was organized very quickly. But in terms of an experience, it was probably probably my best experience. You get to meet a bunch of players from your country and around the world who are all in a similar age group, who all sort of share the same passion and having it in Italy was also an amazing experience as well.
Can you talk about, say, the quality of the game that you played at the tournament?
Yeah, for sure. The first Worlds I went to was an under 20 Worlds. And so you're getting players who maybe are a little new to the game and haven't played as much. But at the U23 stage, you're getting players who've played for probably 5 to 6 years, and most of them are playing on their open touring teams. So you're getting more experienced players, and you're getting guys who are starting to enter their peak in terms of physical and athletic capability. So it's definitely a faster paced game. But you're also getting guys who are still learning their roles, and so it's not quite as clean as the open game, but it's definitely spirited and passionate.
The U.S. team didn't play last year in Florence.
Right.
Do you think that their participation this year is going to result in like an even higher caliber level of play in the tournament?
Yeah, I think that's a very safe assumption. The U.S., they've shown with their next gen tour that they've got some just extremely talented young individuals who've come up through great youth and high school programs and are developing even further at the college level, that the great college championship program that they have in the U.S. So you're getting players who have played some great high quality games already at a young age. So it definitely will improve the caliber of teams that the U.S. is there this year.
Right.
That being said, I hope that the Canadian boys can keep the title on home soil.
And do you who do you think are the teams to to really watch out for aside from the U.S. and Canada?
I think Japan made finals of both under 23. U23 finals in Florence. So I think Japan is not a team to overlook, especially since we've seen them emerge as probably one of the top three ultimate countries in the world right now. So having them come across definitely makes them a team to watch. Australia won the women's division last time around. So they're not a country to be overlooked, and they've had really strong showings in the U20 division and then this past world championships in the mixed division and open division. So I'd say Japan and Australia are two countries who I'd sort of pinpoint as ones that could really challenge and upset the North American teams.
Let's talk about the social side of being a player.
Sure.
At an under 23 tournament. Can you address, can you tell me anything that, interesting things that happen, any
Sure.
Or parties that you guys were having out there in Florence?
The opening ceremonies of the tournament in Florence took place in a really beautiful hall in downtown Florence. And before we went into the hall, we were all in this main square, and there was different spirit games going on. So there was the Japanese team was playing a game that involved trying to knock a disc out of your opponent's hand while keeping a disc balanced in your own. And then the actually, us Canadians broke into a game of Wah. And we were joined by some Australians. And so it was just kind of, it was really neat just to, you know, you look around and you see all of these people from all over the world in their different jerseys, you know, who are so excited for this tournament to get started, but they're all already interacting and getting ready, you know, and sort of enjoying in the just the event of meeting people from all over the country. And then throughout the tournament, we all had dinner at this, like, close to the field. So, you know, you're sort of interacting with players who you've met from games you've played or games you've watched. We stayed at our hostel. The Colombian team was there, and so we became good friends with the Colombian team. And so it's just kind of nice, like, having, you know, teams from all over the country that you have common interest in, and then you also able to enjoy a social element outside of the competition part.
What we'd like this podcast to be is something that, you know, players that are coming to Toronto for this under 23 should, you know, could get some advice from former players. Do you have any advice for people coming to Toronto this summer?
Yeah, for sure. I think with any international tournament you do, it's really important to respect the different styles that countries are going to play, and understand that, you know, people are going to play the game a little differently all over the world. To embrace the social opportunities that you're presented with. Like, I've made really good friends all the way across the world from world's tournaments. And so it's just, it's a really great opportunity to meet someone from a different country who shares that common bond with you as an ultimate player. And then just, you can develop a really good friendship from that. So, you know, don't just stick to your own team, like, get out, meet players at the social events, be outgoing, introduce yourself. And you can develop really good friendships around the world, which is always nice to have.
Do you think your participation, I mean, you've been pretty heavily involved in playing Ultimate for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Do you think your participation in the World Under 23 had a specific effect on your becoming involved as ownership of Canada's first professional Ultimate team?
Our win in Florence at the U23 championships, it kind of rekindled a love of the sport for me. I was kind of dwindling for a bit there, and after having such a great experience in Florence, I really, like, you know, sort of fell in love again with the game, and so I guess that's put me in a spot where I'm really willing to sort of put a lot more time into it. And so with the Toronto Rush presenting itself as an opportunity, I now see Ultimate as something that I want to spend as much time being involved with. So, you know, it maybe not a direct correlation, but if I didn't have that experience in Florence, I might not be involved with this professional team coming to Toronto.
So in essence, it kind of re-energized your love of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
So we would be wrong if we didn't ask you to update us with the situation with the Toronto Rush, okay. Canada's first professional Ultimate team. Mm-hmm. Where are you at right now?
We are have our final tryout this upcoming Saturday at Monarch Park Stadium, which has just been built in the east side of Toronto. It's a beautiful facility. So we've got our final tryout this Saturday, and right now we're at about 45 to 46 guys coming out this weekend, and from there we might even cut it in half to around 23 for a roster size. I think we have pen to paper finally on our venue deal.
Okay. You can't talk about it yet, or
I can't talk about it right now. I was hoping to be able to talk about it tonight. We were hoping to have everything, like, fully signed. We've got the signatures we need to proceed on our part, but we haven't finalized it. So, you know, tomorrow, unfortunately, we'll be able to announce a really exciting venue option.
True. Okay.
That we have, but we've got over 70 season tickets sold as of right now, which we're really excited about. And we think that, you know, once we announce our team and our venue, that tickets are going to take off. So to have 70 right now is great. And you know, it's an exciting time, I think, for Toronto Ultimate with the U23s coming, right, and as well as the Toronto Rush running the AUDL.
I don't know what the schedule's like. Is there a chance that you'll have a Rush game during the 2 weeks that, or the week that the under-23s will be in town?
I believe that the under-23 tournament takes place during the playoffs. So if we have as good a regular season as I expect us to have, and hope we have, we should have a home playoff game around the U23 time.
Yeah, I would expect that too, because we've got some really awesome talent.
Strong players on Toronto Rush.
Oh, totally.
So yeah, for all those under-23 players coming into the city this summer, they should look forward to a professional ultimate disc game.
Yeah, definitely.
Playoff game in Toronto, if everything works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, so it's a good reason for the international players to really support the Toronto Rush and hope that when they get here for their tournament, they can, you know, enjoy a little time to watch a game and interact with the other countries as well.
We'd like to thank Mark Lloyd for helping us with this podcast, and we'll see you in Toronto this summer.